Back now with Day to Day. As we just heard, one of the films out this weekend is called Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. It's based on an award-winning novel of the same name. Day to Day's Alex Cohen recently spoke with the book's authors, David Levithan and Rachel Cohn, and she brings us this story.
David and Rachel like to make up stories, including ones about how they met. David jokes that they found each other on a deserted island. Rachel says they met through a Jewish dating website.
It was a seder. You walked in right when the door opened for Elijah, and then it was like, oh, wait, it's Rachel.
I'm supposed to write a book with her. Okay.
Okay, it's not quite as exciting as that.
In real life, the two came to know each other a few years ago through the world of YA, or young adult literature. David is an editor with Scholastic Press, and Rachel had written several YA novels. The two shared a lot in common, including a love of music and movies.
Say, how many drinks have you had?
This will make 6 martinis.
All right. Will you bring me 5 more martinis? Leo, line them right up here.
Yes, ma'am.
Rachel is an especially big fan of the 1930s Thin Man series. She says she was inspired by the constant banter between Nick and Nora Charles, the funny and often inebriated couple who solve crimes.
I remember one day I was walking around the reservoir at Central Park, and I was just thinking about the Thin Man movies, and I was thinking, oh, it would be really fun to write a book about two characters named Nick and Nora and just kind of make them straight-edge kids from New Jersey.
But Rachel was worried about writing the Nick character. She had tried writing from a guy's perspective before and felt she hadn't quite gotten it right. So she called David.
I can't believe her exact words were, I need a guy writer. I was like, okay,
yeah.
Sure.
It was only later that I told him he was the only guy writer I knew at the time.
Yeah. I'm still flattered. No, I'm actually not. But the key was that we decided we would alternate chapters. And Rachel said, so I have these two characters, Nick and Nora. It'll all take place in a night. Now you go write the first chapter.
And so he did. In the first chapter, David created Nick, a high school senior from Hoboken. Nick's the heterosexual bass player in a band with 2 gay teens who play a style of music called queercore.
And that's really all I feel you need to know about Nick, because it shows that he is obviously very comfortable with his friends, very comfortable with his life. And the bassist is always the very quiet, very brooding one who really sets the undertone for everything else in the band.
Yeah, and that was a nice thing to do for Nora, because what girl does not fall in love with that guy?
David emailed that first chapter to Rachel, and then she wrote a chapter about Nick's soon-to-be love interest, Nora, the daughter of a record company exec.
She comes across as very aggressive, but she's kind of a tender little tiger under all of that. Her dad says about her, is he never knows what kind of Alanis moment she's going to have. Is she's going to be the tender thank you Alanis, or the raging you ought to know Alanis.
Alanis would be Alanis Morissette, one of dozens of musical references peppered throughout the novel. In fact, it was music that inspired the book's title.
We kind of always knew it would be Nick and Nora's something. And then in David's last chapter, there was this one section where Nick refers to songs going from chord to chord, from song to song.
I always think of each night as a song, or each moment as a song. But now I'm seeing we don't live in a single song. We move from song to song, from lyric to lyric, from chord to chord. There is no ending here. It's an infinite playlist.
Writer David Levithan.
We were going back and forth a little bit about titles, and Rachel said, how about Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist? And I was like, wow, that sounds good. Where did you get that from? Because I totally had no memory of having written the passage.
There's a good reason why David likely forgot what he wrote. It all happened pretty fast, with Rachel writing Nora from Berkeley, California, and exchanging chapters with David, taking on Nick in New York City.
It was rare that it would take more than a day or two before the other person responded. We didn't talk about the book at all while we were writing it. That we didn't know what was going to happen next until we got the next chapter.
We just sort of did it and had fun. And it was almost like exchanging a very, very long email with, you know, a really great friend.
Rachel says there were very few changes from the original version to published book. And most of those had to do with the music. The nods to Green Day, Debbie Harry, the Ramones, the Spice Girls, and what David describes as this black lipsticked oldie from The Cure.
One of the things that we spent the most time on in the editing of the book was going through every single musical reference in the book to make sure that any band name stood the test of time. And that was on 2 levels, either one because they were that good, or number 2 because they were that bad. Girl, you know I'm hooked on you.
Rachel kept trying to put in Color Me Bad references, and I was just like, it's not going to fly.
Okay, so the duo might not have always agreed on musical taste, but they did see eye to eye on most other things, including sex. Though the book was written for teenagers, Rachel Cohn and David Levithan had no qualms about writing very frankly about sex. There is a scene in a burlesque club where strippers dress like nuns. There are girls kissing girls, and Nick and Nora share a very intimate scene by an ice machine in a Marriott hotel.
Originally, they were going to be wearing promise rings and never do anything. No. I know, I think when you are high school seniors and you are meeting somebody, sex is certainly part of the equation.
But the book is more than just the kind of thing that gets furtively passed around by school kids who've earmarked the dirty parts. It's also very much an old-fashioned love story.
You know the reason the Beatles made it so big?
There's a scene in the book where Nick, fearful he's blown his chances with Nora, is consoled by his gay bandmate, Dev. The two are sitting on the curb, and Dev gently takes Nick's hand.
I Wanna Hold Your Hand, first single, perhaps the most brilliant song ever written, because they nailed it. That's what everyone wants.
Writer David Levithan.
That's the essence of what people are attracted to, and that's what the essence of a love song is. It's not about sex. It's not about humpity hump. That was what that passage was about. Was about when we play love songs and when we write books that are love stories. Really, it's about that belonging of the holding of the hand, much more so than about anything else.
Right now, writers David Levithan and Rachel Cohn are working on solo projects. I asked them if they plan on writing another book together anytime soon.
You never know.
Never say never.
It is an infinite playlist.
Alex Cohen, NPR News.
And to see a picture of David and Rachel, the duo behind Nick and Nora, and to hear one of the songs on the soundtrack to the movie, you can go to our website, npr.org. Thank you.